Welcome to another program of Heart and Soul, playing the music of the church throughout the ages, from ancient modern hymns to songs of praise and worship from the early days to the songs of today. Heart and Soul comes to you each week with a Bible message also to encourage and challenge you. Now, here is your host for today's program, Carla Evans.
Once again, we travel the history of the church with hymns and song, including a feature hymn where we find out more about the hymn and its composer. David will share a word also, and you can sing along. In fact, we invite you to sing along with some of the songs and hymns you love so well. Let's commence today with Don Marsh and his orchestra and chorus with I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Yeah.
From a CD series called Divine Hymns, we heard the singer bring us a song composed by Keith and Kristen Getty of the United Kingdom called My Heart is Filled with Thankfulness. This is Heart and Soul. Now we have a hymn double. Firstly, the Wakefield Cathedral Choir sing Forgive Our Sins, followed by the London Fox Choir with Francis of Assisi's Make Me a Channel of Your Peace.
This is Heart and Soul, the music of the Church throughout the ages.
What's your greatest fear? For some people, it's being alone. Having no one around can be scary, especially at night when the house makes strange noises, or when you feel lonely and like nobody loves you. We all need some form of companionship, or to know that someone loves us. A study showed that babies thrive when they experience companionship like human touch. The good news for us all is that we are loved. Even when we're alone, God loves us and is always with us.
You're by my side, however long the night might be. It's all about grace, your grace. And all the joy that's in my heart, and the peace abiding still. Since you died in my place, it's all about grace, your grace.
Was Alan Asprey with a song called It's All About Grace, and we'll have our feature hymn up next.